This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. How are you? Happy Monday. Hope you're celebrating a victory after the weekend, whether that's a state basketball tourney, Big Sky Tournament, the UND men headed to the NCAA Big Dance for the first time ever. Kind of cool. UND hockey doing okay over the weekend, so all went pretty well. Depending on, you know, your team won or lost, legacy or happy family or not, you know what I'm saying? But they still were there. Moorhead hockey team remains a little perplexed after a loss in the 2A class final down in the Twin Cities. That tournament is epic. That state high school hockey tournament down there. So, a lot of things to celebrate from the weekend. We're cranking up a brand new week. Welcome to the program. What are we all doing this week, Tom? With Congressman Kramer, Talk Radio Town. We have the rescheduled conversation with Leroy Kingsley from KK Bowl to talk about Prairie Nights Casino and, you know, moving forward on Prairie Nights. So we'll do that. We had a lot of questions about the casino, and so we asked for one of their experts to join us. We'll have an expert on Obamacare tomorrow on the program, so we look forward to that, too. So all that coming up on What's On Your Mind. And don't exactly remember this, but, Rev, you can tell me more. The guest tomorrow, we have somebody from Maryland who's a native of Carlsruhe. Was back here protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, right?
Not necessarily. You were asking for a liberal, so we had an email me, and I got in touch with their friend who's a North Dakota native.
So anyway, we had asked for someone to represent some of the supporters, and so somebody who knew somebody suggested this person. So we'll look forward to that tomorrow on the program as well. So that's coming up. We will have a Obamacare expert from the White House tomorrow on the program because our survey earlier suggested that was a priority for you over all the other hoops and hockey and casinos and other things in the news that led the list. So there you go. And, you know, we call it What's On Your Mind for a reason because we want to find out what's on your mind. So if those particular topics are not cutting it for you, we want to talk about something completely different. We did dabble into fake news a little over the first hour. We had a lot of ground to cover, a lot of different things. We always welcome whatever it is that's on your mind or suggestions for future guests on the program, okay? And ways for you to weigh in, very simple, 701-258-0550. That's the easiest way. Just put 258-0550 on your speed dial, and then boom, one touch, you're on. You're chatting with Manny. He's getting you in the queue. Todd and I are putting you on the air. Going to work. 258-0550. 258-0550. Some people prefer to text. That's okay, too. You can text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. All right. I promised I would get to this letter that I was going to get to Friday that I didn't get to. All but just a little bit of it. Mostly because it's a handwritten note. Fellow by the name of Fuller that sent this our way. So, we're going to get his comments in here. And then, anything else on your mind? What else are we doing this hour? We have a check-in at the state legislature. Troy Coons will be here from Northwest Landowners. And Chris Berg. Chris and I are going to debate that whole casino issue. And again, today that is being heard in a hearing in the state legislature in Bismarck. A question legislators will wrestle with, be voting on in the House and eventually in the Senate, for a ballot measure to put before North Dakotans in 2018, do you want casinos that would be operated by the state? You ultimately get to decide this. So I think it's very important when we talk about this of who wins, who loses, or, you know, anything. I like it, I don't like it, it's good, it's bad. You know, save it for 2018. The question we're answering right now is, do you want the legislature to give the citizens of North Dakota a say on that issue? Who answers no to that question? No, I don't want them to have a say. I think if you answer no, you know better than anybody else. You're deciding for everybody else. I don't think that's so good myself. I don't. I don't think that's so good. So, anyway, we'll tackle that with Chris a little later on in the program. Let me catch up on some texts and the mailbag here and welcome other calls. Betsy sends a note. Obamacare is the worst thing that happened to a system that wasn't broken. Being on disability, losing my private insurance from work, my husband and I now could only afford insurance for me. It takes one-third of my monthly income. My once $20 copay prescriptions have become grossly expensive. My insurance has gone up over $200 a month, from $525 to almost $800. They cut the prescriptions that are covered. So three of the prescriptions I had to quit taking. They increased my deductible to a point that it's unattainable to make. And many of the specialist doctors will not accept Obamacare insurance plans. So you have pre-existing conditions. They won't deny you, but they sure will limit the care available to you. Shameful. Oh, since we cannot afford insurance for my husband and me, the IRS is fining us in the thousands of dollars. Couldn't afford the insurance. How in the heck can we afford the penalty? Why they felt the need to fix something that was not broken is beyond me. And peeps on welfare still get their free medical. Those of us middle-class peeps go without and get fined. Terrible. Terrible is right, Betsy. Thank you for sharing. And I like how she signs it terrible, sort of like the Donald Trump signature. Terrible. Isn't that his kind of Twitter signature sign-off? I think it is. But that your heart breaks when you hear that, Betsy. And I'd love to take that story. Every single Heidi Heitkamp, Al Franken defender of Obamacare. Running around talking about how great it is, how wonderful it is, and how could you, why would you want to get rid of that? Talk to Betsy and then tell me why you wouldn't want to get rid of that. Crying out loud. I know there's other stories out there like it too. Thank you. Another texter. My question about the truth of Obamacare would be, Obamacare was supposed to cover the 40 million people without health care. The previous occupant's administration touted 20 million enrollees. How many of the 20 million are part of the 40 million that didn't have insurance? How many were previously insured, liked their insurance policies, but lost their insurance because of Obamacare mandates and had no choice but to go on Obamacare? Text from Dan. It's a very good point. Here's Fuller's typed email talking about DAPL. This whole DAPL protest commotion illustrates at least a couple of things. Trying to allow two sets of rules to be in place simultaneously is utterly futile and enraging. If the natives wish to wear and honor their war bonnets and everything they represent, let them. But require they leave the current 21st century alone. If they choose the business suit in civilized society, then participate in making the best possible. That includes adding, by existing laws, a majority vote. In either case, paying one's bills is essential to constructive society. Much unrest is generated when demanding others fund your own indulgence. That's the base of this whole insurance coverage wrangle, grief. Just pay your own bills. Leave the neighbors out of it. In short, all citizens are equal. Or is there a special designation for some? I believe that would be called racism. So the way I see it, our government is funding this unrest by paying one segment for their ethnic percentage. Meanwhile, the evil white folks have to go to work in an effort to pay their own bills and pretty much stay out of trouble. Economic pressure to behave. Economic pressure to behave. You agree with that? Disagree? Tell me.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that. And hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? Would you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tell you about my pals at Titan. Titan Outlet Store, where you get guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Really good deals. Plus, I mean, they already have great deals. What are we doing? We're giving you an additional discount. So you can't beat that deal. wholesale pricing on used ag equipment that comes with added value, a warranty, and a money-back guarantee. That is just unbeatable, folks. Titan Auto, they take pride in providing world-class, thoroughly inspected used agriculture equipment at outlet prices. Guaranteed iron outlet prices. I'm looking at some red iron right here. It's sharp. The tread, oof. Nice in those big tires. This is a Case IH Magnum 290, 2011, local trade, universal tractor, tillage, spraying, your grain cart. Comes with a 540,000 PTO. One of the nicest tractors on the lot. Right now, 124,618. And it does qualify for the Titan 12-month, 500-hour warranty. So 10% down. Gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, harvest tractor. You're going to town. Great return on your investment. Check them out. TitanNautilusStore.com is the website. Call them at 218-233-3700. And here's the best deal. You ready? You sitting down? Tell them Scott sent you, receive an additional 11% off. TitanOutletStore.com, 218-233-3700, or in Glendon, if you're traveling I-94 in the Minnesota side, exit 6. Okay? Minnesota exit 6. All right. Fuller's letter has just one line left on it in this category that he tied Dapple to the Gimme Society, I guess is what I'm what he would call it. I'm paraphrasing his words, but most likely there's not one square foot of land on the planet that hasn't been sequentially overrun by various forces. But I'll just bet the USA is the only place where, for whatever reason, folks are trying to leave two sets of rules in place, and we're proving daily that it just doesn't work. All right, Fuller, appreciate the call. Love the hand type, or the hand, you know, hand type's not the word. What's the word I'm looking for, Todd? You know, it's a manual typewriter. So I guess that's hand typed, right?
Well,
typed letter. Yeah. Holy buckets, am I getting back on text. I am just backed up something fierce. Let me go to Mel in Jamestown, though. What's on your mind, Mel?
Yes, Scott. I'm a 70-year-old individual on Medicare and supplemental. My Medicare costs me maybe $100 for insurance. My supplemental, depending on how I want to do it, $165 to $90. I mean, it's really nothing. Those of us who are in that situation, we've had it made for 4 years. I've had a lot of medical problems, and I've written very few checks. Fantastic, but it can't work. Bottom line, I've got a niece and his a niece-in-law and her husband, my nephew, who are what I call them, the new notch babies. They're newly retired. They lost their work insurance. They aren't in Medicare. And they're paying $1,600 a month plus a $10,000 deductible. Their gross is $70,000. They're paying half their salary for insurance before they even use it. Now, what is catastrophic insurance? Would $30,000 be considered that? Well, they're paying a lot of money because that's about what it amounts to.
What's the fix, Mel?
I don't know. The point is that everybody thinks Obamacare is so great, but nobody, our investigative journalists out there, seem to have missed a lot of people who are suffering, and they're, quote, the middle-class people who are being destroyed by this, the ones that the current administrations have said that, well, not the current one and now, but before that, oh, they're for the middle class. They're killing these poor people.
Yeah, I actually think honesty here.
And the other one.
Wait a minute. Honesty from the Democrats, honesty from the media about Obamacare is not going to come. I think you have a good idea, though, because, you know, we've gone through a number of examples here of stories that I think would have a powerful impact if put on the in the middle of this argument. They ought to be heard, but, you know, maybe, and look, they're fixing it, it's going away, so, but to the extent that you have a bunch of hypocrites trying to defend it on the left and obstructing you're obstructing a fix for this. You're for this. They ought to be exposed, and that's where I think the truth could do some good to you know, to
I mean, these people, you can't survive. I mean, that's a mortgage payment. That's better than, that's a mortgage payment for a really good home. 16, and they started out at 2,000, and they got it down to 1,600.
No, good point. Very good point. Mel, appreciate the call. Thank you. Others, welcome. I think the fix to what Mel's talking about is sunshine. It's more fake news, and, you know, maybe the Trump White House or the Republicans could find some more of these stories. If nothing else, remind people why this isn't necessary, why this fight is important, in addition to exposing the hypocrisy. All right, let me get to the inbox here because I'm backed up something terrible. How about keeping daylight savings time and getting rid of standard time? We talked about that earlier. A few of you have given the weekend, revisited that decision. Legislature took a look at it, didn't do it. Can you guys ask someone why birth control and abortions are subsidized, but infertility treatments and procedures are not? What's fair about that? Yeah, good point. I don't think birth control and abortions are health care myself. I think infertility treatments are health care. Right? I don't think birth control is, that's not health care. How is that health care? That's someone choosing to have a little family planning with a particular, buy it. Pay for it yourself. And certainly, ending the life of an innocent child, how in the world? Women's health care. Women's health care? That's handing women a lifetime of pain is what that is. Awful. I'm with you. Good text. Okay, here's another one. What are the hidden consequences for charitable gaming if we have state casinos? Well, I don't know about hidden, but if you've had a casino, state-owned, where there isn't one now in one of the larger cities, and my choice is to go play blackjack down at the bar, hotel, whatever, someplace, or go to a casino, I might go to the casino. So it's competition. Which, you know, the argument is, well, we can't have competition. I don't like that either. I mean, there's good causes that benefit from charitable gaming. I think the answer here has been to keep the casinos in the proposal. Again, this is just a proposal at this point, outside of urban areas. Dexter went on to say, I'd like to believe that the profits would help impact property taxes. Well, that's the idea. General Fund would get the bucks. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Monday edition of the program. Shake off the cobwebs now from that whole daylight savings time deal. And, you know, you should be fine by now. Todd, you feeling better? Todd was suggesting that more coffee than usual was a pretty good idea today. Maybe that'd do the trick. Todd's napping. Okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm napping.
You feeling better now?
I don't have my pillow here, so I'd be snoring if I were napping.
Why do you mention that? Do you see the deal we got going right now?
We have a new deal?
This would ensure that the next time you do take a nap, but I know you get a lot of naps, yeah. Lot of naps, don't you tell me?
Yeah, right.
No time for naps around here, by golly. But the next time, any of our fine listeners need a nap, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, can help. Because right now, the Mike 4-Pack Special, the March Madness offer for National Sleep Awareness Month, 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows. And the premium pillows you only get from us and this number and this website. Can't get them anywhere else. Not in stores, nowhere. Premium. That's the difference. Two go-anywhere pillows, too. 800-506-9028. Toll-free telephone number. Or MyPillow.com. Promo code SCAT. Free shipping on orders over $100. Ship it up to you free from MyPillow. All right. We're talking a lot about what's happening at the legislature, and there's a lot happening at the legislature. It's hard to believe that it's like 5 weeks left. We're in the home stretch here, folks. I mentioned earlier that there is a hearing underway related to casino gaming, and that vote, we're going to talk about that with Chris Berg coming up before the end of the hour from Point of View. Right now, we welcome to the program Troy Koons, the Northwest Landowners Association, talking about some things he's been working on. Hello, Troy. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. And you, Scott?
I'm doing well. How would you assess the legislative session so far? What's your takeaway so far?
So far, like we've been talking about a lot, anything that had a cost with it or a mandate or an FTE, if you're the state agency, you know, been in trouble. It's all about cuts. And so it's about money most of the time down there right now.
And it's always about money, because of course that's part of their work, setting the budget for, the 2-year biennium. But it's that's especially right. So this year with the penny pension going on, right?
That's right. That's for sure.
Because money is a little on the tight side, as you found out last week with the dollars even being reduced a little bit more in the forecast for both this biennium and the next one. So still lots of work to do in that regard. I understand you had a little community meeting on Friday. What did you guys do there?
We had a meeting about wind farms in Powers Lake, North Dakota. We had had 20-some people ask us to put a meeting on there to talk about transmission lines, wind farms, that type of thing. And so that's something that we do a lot of is education. You know, our group is designed around being kind of a conduit between industry, state agencies, and landowners. And we do public meetings. And so we had one there, talked about transmission lines, wind farms. A lot of the questions were related around end of life, bonding. What do you need in an easement for protection to protect your property? What's the proper compensation if you do have these things on your property? And so we had 30-some people show up. It was a great meeting. Lasted about a little over 2 hours. A lot of good comments. We ended up, there is a small group forming there after our meeting, and that's something that we really promote is wherever there's some type of activity, we try to get a small group to form in that area of people directly involved with it, and then we're kind of the conduit that'll help them facilitate that, and if they need access to certain industry or state agencies or key people, we'll help with that. But that way, then, the people locally can negotiate as a group to get better protections, makes the economics of attorney fees more feasible, because what most people get for these smaller easements, you know, can be eaten up in attorney fees. So you can split that between 20, 30, 40 people. And when you have a larger block like that, it gives you better negotiating powers for your protections on in your easement.
And this industry, if you will, the wind world, has been a focus of some pieces of legislation so far this year. And I know they ultimately decided to study. There was talk of a moratorium at one point, and that was studied. But what has passed? Tell us a little bit about how the wind world has been impacted from this session.
Well, there's a lot of bills looking at wind. I know we pushed for a study bill. We feel that's necessary. We worked on that in the oil industry to get a study bill on a lot of things happening, and that's what we're pushing for now in the wind world to understand end of life. You know, how do we decommission these towers? What would be the proper bonding level? What are certain protections for noise, visual protection, wind resources, those type of things? So we've been involved in that. Then there's been bills, like you said, for a moratorium. There's been bills for certain less county control. There's been a multitude of different bills, and there's quite a few people at the Capitol lobbying for wind. You know, I think there was probably 9 different organizations there, or law firms or such, lobbying for wind. So pretty hot topic. It's kind of amazing, but wind is very, very divisive. I would say possibly more than oil is. You know, when you talk to groups like we just had, or other groups, and you ask people, they seem to either be to the right or to the left of it. Not too many in the middle, it seems like.
So, and where is that opposition coming from? Is it landowners, or is it?
There's a little of both, you know. You know, some people don't like the idea of the visual part of it, or the flashing lights, or the sound, or they don't think the economics are right when there's certain subsidies. You'll hear a lot of different arguments about that, and it comes from, you know, community people.
Interesting. So and there was a piece of legislation specifically related to setback. I know a lot of this is still in process because it's started in the Senate and will go over to the House yet, so there's more to be done. But what was that legislation all about, Troy?
Well, they're talking about, there's actually different ones, but the one I would be referring to here is approximately 1,500 feet from somebody else's property line, so you don't infringe upon their wind resource and protections of, you know, if there's like ice that will fling off of a wind blade, you know, to somebody else's property and those type of protections.
Interesting. And so the bottom line on your wind meeting on Friday, you mentioned a small group's been formed onto that, so they're going to continue to work on what?
Well, what they have is they have transmission lines that'll be coming in through the project if the project develops, and then they will work on negotiating a group type easements. And when you're in a group, that helps the company as well, you know, because they're facilitating a larger group of people with one negotiation instead of individual. So it does help that way. But as a group, generally, you'll get better protections put into your easement. And then the same with the wind turbines themselves. And we've did that in many areas. You do it for wind farms. We've did it for pipelines and other type of things. So it's a great way for the community to work together to get the community-minded approach to whatever you want your community to be. It develops in that fashion better then.
Jim in South Dakota has a question for our guest, Troy Koontz from the Northwest Landowners Association today. Jim, go ahead.
Hey, I had a thought. I know that the wind towers are a renewable resource, but why don't they grid those out and pay the people that live beside them and have to look at them a little bit of the income that's derived from them, just to kind of make up for that noise and looking at them and the lights and all that stuff?
Well, that's a good question, and I would say maybe 15% of our time at our meeting on Friday was about the thought of doing pooling. Because otherwise it's just the person who gets the tower gets compensated. What we were talking about there is, you know, if it's going to be in X sections of land, you know, that certain, people there that get the tower get paid so much, but then there's a formula in place for the people in between the towers and a buffer zone around the towers. And you would do pooling of the dollars. So, there was a couple different formulas tossed around that are being worked on, and then we're working with is the person who gets the tower gets X amount and the people in between get X amount, or you make a block and then you divide the money evenly so, you know, that whole community that is affected by it gets paid. So there was a couple different avenues that we were talking about. And so that is a concern, and that is a great question because we have that. There's probably 6-8 people at this meeting asked that same question.
Well, I got one other reason I say that is because sometimes it lowers the value of your property, and more so if you have buildings or a home or not so much the farmland. That's why. If you have the tower sitting in your backyard.
And that's one of the things that why we pushed and the legislation is moving forward to have a study done. Because right now, there's a lot of anecdotal information out there. And when you have a hearing with the PSC, you know, the industry side has a lot of experts. The property owner, you know, comes with their concerns and their belief or whatever they found online and isn't able generally to make as strong arguments for their case. So that's why we wanted to get this study done so the property owners would have more scientific backing to help them argue their case for things like that.
Okay, well, there you go. But the only good thing about them is they do keep the roads clean when it snows to get to the wind tower. That's all they have.
There you go, little plowing services. There you go, Jim. Thank you very much for the call. Only a few seconds left. Anything else you want to add, Troy?
Again, and I've talked about it twice before, House Bill 1151, big concern, changing the threshold from 42-gallon spill to a 420-gallon spill is the threshold for reporting. 420 gallons seems like a large spill before they would have to report, and also that it should be reported to the property owner because even though there's an easement there, we still own the property. So if that's a concern, please call your congressman or your representative, your senator this week because it will be probably heard this week.
All right. Good tip there on a timely one. Thank you. Troy Koontz from the Northwest Landowners Association with our Legislature Today update. Chris Berg from Point of View. When we come back, we'll talk about the debate over casinos.
Listen
expansion.
Up. If you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI Energy Services, MBI is hiring. Stop by the Senex gas station in Watford City Tuesday morning and meet MBI. You can fill your cup for free and learn more about this premier oil field services company in western North Dakota. MBI has openings right now for work over rig supervisors, operators, derrick hands, wire liners, floor hand, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians, too. You'll enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Find out more at MBIEnergyServices.com. There's the complete listings of jobs available right now at MBIEnergyServices.com. Or better yet, come meet us. Meet MBI at Senex Gas Station, Watford City, Tuesday morning, March 14th. And don't forget to tell them Scott sent you. To find out more about MBI Energy Services, online at MBIEnergyServices.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. New and used Apache sprayers. Other brands as well, something you'll find at highplainsapache.com. They also have the ET Ag Center, which means if you need a part, any kind of ag application part at all, chances are they have it in stock because they have 50,000 parts in their locations. So that's pretty amazing when you think about it. If they don't have it, they'll drop ship it to your door in a matter of days. They keep it that simple. So stop and see them. They're across from Bonanza in Mandan, exit 60 south of Fargo, actually Frontier, across from Walmart there, and as I say online at highplainsapache.com, you tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Chris Berg is here. From Point of View with Chris Berg, you can watch him tonight at 6:30 on KX4, 10:30 on West Dakota Fox. And I've told the listeners almost the entire show
you and I were going to talk about this casino debate. Do you think it's a good idea for the state to get into the casino business?
I don't. Do you?
Well, what I want, what I'm advocating for, is for you to have a vote on that. I think you should be able to vote yay or nay on that. And that's really all.
Let's pass this thing and then bring it to the people in 2018, which is what's being proposed.
Yeah, I mean, there's a fair amount of, I mean, first of all, when this first came up, somebody called the show and said, what in the heck is this? Are they stupid? Is this crazy? It's awful. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, right? And that caller, that one caller, prompted an onslaught of the listeners, and the whole thing flipped 2-1 in favor of it. So I think the people are in favor of this, number one. That's my own personal opinion. It's just kind of my gut read. But here's my question to you, Chris. Is it ever a bad idea to allow citizens to vote on something?
Boy, that is a great question. I mean, I guess if we want to look at the most recent history, you could point at Marcy's Law and say, hey, how'd that work out for us? I think many people are going, hey, this thing is a mess. It's going to be difficult to implement and pose some challenges. Obviously, I think our legislators would point to the medical marijuana situation. They wanted to rewrite that entire bill. So that might be a couple of references to go, hey, maybe this didn't work out as planned. And yet, you know, the reality is we live in a republic, not just a democracy. So if we want to let, you know, quote unquote mob rule, then let's take everything to the vote of the people and let them vote on stuff and let them implement it.
Well, I don't think this is mob rule. First of all, you know, one of the
well,
arguments.
How else would you describe people? I mean,
I don't think voting is mob rule. I don't think people voting is a mob rule. I think that we have a process for this. Actually, Al Carlson tells a story that a guy came to him with a proposal that he likened to the medical marijuana thing, like you did, to say, hey, let's button this down. Let's do this. Rather than you, he was going to go out and get the signatures put on the ballot. Let's work with you. I understand what you're trying to do here. We'll get the language correct, and then we'll let the voters decide. So I think we have a process for that. There's nothing wrong with that. I also,
okay, so if they wanted to vote into legalize, which I know people have talked about this, prostitution, are you going to be okay with that going up for a vote?
Well, first of all, it would go down in flames in North Dakota, so I wouldn't much worry about it being put before the people. But I think you clearly, you know, have to be reasonable. I mean, in this case, we're suggesting, okay, do you want casinos that are run by the state? By the way, we have casinos right now and charitable gaming right now that benefit charities. So if gaming is, if, you know, if casinos are bad, we're doing it now. We have Native American casinos, and we have charitable gaming. And you can go play all the blackjack you want, and it's okay if it benefits a cause.
Wait. But you're conflating things. You're saying if casinos are bad. I never said casinos are bad. You asked me if we should vote on it and if I think that we should have state-run casinos. I said, no, if we want to have casinos and let someone else run them and do something else, that's a different conversation. But to say, hey, let's go have North Dakota get in the business of promoting gambling so they can shore up budgets, I just don't think that's the best place for government to be.
Yeah, and I think that's a perfectly reasonable argument. That's why I think folks ought to have a vote on it. So, number one, I think the reporting hasn't been all that great on this. You know, it's a lot of sky is falling, hair on fire. Oh, casinos, casinos! Well, first of all, guess what? You and I right now could go down to the Vista Inn and Suites, which is just that we could walk there. You know, I could walk from where I'm at. You could walk from where you're at. We'll meet at the Vista Inn and Casino. We'll have a little blackjack table, and we can you know, throw all the money we want down right now, and a charity will benefit. You know, so it's here already. Really, this is a question of, do you want it done a little differently, where it would go to benefit really the taxpayers? And I think having a vote on that is not unreasonable. All you're asking right now, yes or no, legislators, whether or not people have a vote. I don't think we should decide, I don't like this, this is bad, so I'm not going to let people decide whether or not to vote. Is that crazy?
No, it's not crazy, but again, I guess you point to Marcy's Law, and here's somebody that came in with a bunch of money and basically said, okay, I don't really care, we're going to do this my way, and so I'm just, again,
we'll have to save the Marcy's Law. hope to save the Marcy's Law debate for another day, because I would argue that victims now have rights that they didn't have before.
By the way, can we give a shout out to Jamie B on your show that calls in a bunch? He just texted me. It's a great point about Mob Rule, Bird.
There you go. You're the Mob Rule King. That's it, folks. God bless you.
See
you. Saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. Does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins, and that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high, and it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.